And then when I got up there, it was like, oh, wait, you from blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I'm him. Yeah, I'm him.
Yeah. Hey, and the way she said it, she was like, oh, like, you're a dickhead. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way you be saying things, you always think that you're right and this and that. I seen a couple joints or whatever and this and that.
So you'd be then, watching me. So you'd be watching.
Exactly. Exactly. So and then I explained to her, you know what I'm saying, my points of view. Mm-hmm. As soon as she said, like, I was a dickhead, I was like, oh, this is easy. This is going to be easy.
Yeah, he's ready from here out. Are you a dickhead? I'm like, come on.
Hold up, yeah, hey, let me tell you, like, why do you feel that way? You know what I'm saying? Like, what, hey,
I just say, man, that's how Murdy edits it, man. It don't be like that.
Exactly. Then his goddamn cousin comes over.
That's hilarious.
The funniest shit ever. His cousin comes over, right? So she's sitting here. I'm sitting here. His cousin walks over. I don't know him from a can of paint, but he looks over top of me and he starts rapping. It's like four of them. You know what I'm saying? Like four of them. And they're rapping over top of me, trying to talk to her. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just sitting back while it's going down, you know what I'm saying? Because I was rapping to her.
I'm like, excuse me, you want me to move?
He's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, what's up? Da 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 da. Rapping, da da. Hey, let me get you a drink. And then he was like, hey, get my mans a drink too. Right? He does it just like that. Get my mans a drink too. And I looked at him, I was like,
because I don't even know, buddy. He probably broke.
Don't be disrespectful, dog. And we laughed, you know what I'm saying? It was a funny, you know what I'm saying? Right. The way he did it. It was like, he was like, no, I wasn't even trying. I was like, stop. We know what that is.
Right.
We're all men.
Yeah.
We know when you doing that, that's a son.
Oh, yeah. Brando right here. Hey, get him a drink, too. I don't want him to feel left out. He'd be all sensitive and shit.
Get him a drink. So we all laugh. Like, he was with, like, three other dudes. You know what I'm saying? So we all laugh.
Before we have to mash somebody.
Exactly.
This is his last supper.
He realized who I was. He was like, oh, man, I know you from somewhere. I was like, oh, yeah. You know, a podcast. He's like, oh, Rico. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's my cousin. But I was like, blah. So we rap. We talking. And then we start roasting. I can't remember. He said some joke about me. And then I start roasting something else about him. And then he said, when we was in the middle of Russell, he was like, yeah, but these hands fly, though. I was like, bro, oh, you taking jokes serious like that or whatever? And I was like, all right. So I stood up immediately because there's four of them and there's Drunk Wiz. So I stood up and I, you know, just get out the seat. You know what I mean? Just so I just don't get crashed. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to get crashed. I don't know these motherfuckers from a can of paint.
Right.
So I stood up and I was like, yo, Wiz, you know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, pay attention. He's like, what?
Here go Wiz, what? What's it going to be? What's going to be?
No, he was like, what are you talking about? I was like, just pay attention. He's like, what are you talking? I was like, Wiz, bro, if you don't pay attention. He's like, okay. And then he focuses up or whatever. And then we just rap for the rest of the time. Me and your cousin, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Cool people, you know what I'm saying? All of them, they was actually all cool for real.
Right.
We rap for a little bit and they ended up leaving.
Shout out to the pod.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. You think
shout out to the pod.
You think you shot your shot too early?
It's building bridges.
No. It's so crazy.
The pod would have never got to the point where, oh yeah, podcast, okay. You
know the pod. Listen, we're lightweight, locally famous.
Oh, 100%.
Like when people see, and I know you're going to be like, oh no,
he doesn't pay attention at all. He doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
I got assaulted.
Nice hat.
You know what I mean? At third base.
It's definitely a dope hat.
But literally. When we go out places, every single time I go out.
Since we started this, I've gotten into three fights.
We were in Cranberry.
just the energy about it then.
Literally, we were in Cranberry. In Cranberry, and people just noticed, like, oh, you're from the podcast. And it's...
Besides the woman, how many of them were white?
Besides the women?
Yeah, besides the woman.
How many of who were white?
The people that knew us. I'm just trying to gauge.
I don't know.
All right, I'm just asking because all we got is Lenny on my side.
Lenny,
white dude, older white dude too.
Lenny loved to hate us.
Actually, you know what? I think there's more white people than you think.
Oh, well, that's just because it's numbers. It's just your population.
Right.
I'm just saying. I don't know. You know what I mean? I know Lenny's the only one that brings it up consistently.
There's people that watch this joint.
Right. Like faithfully.
People watch this joint
faithfully.
Yeah, because I've
had several conversations about, yeah, I watch the podcast.
But I'm not having, okay, those type of conversations is cool.
And then when
I'm not trying to have conversations.
You know, they watch when they bring up specific stuff that we, because listen, Murd always posts those dope ass clips. The dope ass clips, like,
those are what's the best thing is just the clips. People,
yeah,
just, people,
yeah, but people,
what reason people know about it.
You ever been beat up?
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
No, I mean, like, beat up to where you can't,
I've got,
you have to quit.
I've gotten beat up by a roommate. He would never hit me.
The nigga made me like stop. Nah. But I was like 14. I was like 14.
It got broke up and you was like, damn, I lost that one?
I think my nose started bleeding and it was over with. After like, and then he started talking. She's like, nigga, I got your blood on my shorts. I was like,
ooh, Kyle Singleton.
Damn.
What happened?
That sounds like Kyle.
No, because Kyle said that to him in my house whenever they was tussling. He was like, who's bleeding, though? Who's bleeding? We was like, yo, he just slammed you.
Damn. Kyle called me after that, the next day.
What you mean? He called me. He said, Kyle called me the next day. Sorry, your girl took it wrong.
After you guys tussled. And he's like,
who you think won?
No. I wasn't there that night.
I know, but that's what he asked me.
He called me the next day. He was like, hey, yo, I know you probably heard some shit. I'm like.
Like it was in the streets.
Yeah, I was like, what? He's like, yo, me and Murr got at it, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, people probably going to say a certain kind of thing, but it didn't even go down like how people trying to say, you know what I'm saying? That's my man's, you know,
he's
we
so
brothers.
Insecure.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
it wasn't even
there. He was just too drunk and he was wilding, and I was like this. Shorty's in the back
room. As soon as he texted me like that, I was like, oh, Murdy beat him up.
Well, it wasn't even like
in the tussle.
He didn't beat him up, but it's like the Kyle.
We didn't swing at all.
He out tussled him.
Yeah, out tussled him.
No, but not even that. Like Kyle just wouldn't let it go, and then we were all like, Kyle, like you're gonna make this go to a fight. You got to go. As soon as we told him he got to go, he was like, "So you're saying I lost?" We was like, "No, bro, you're just being a problem right now. Everything is all just behind you."
Murdy, Kyle, and Wiz—they've never been tusslers. They're just go hards.
That's true.
I don't know what that means, but
go hard is like just like, you know,
I'm
when
going,
it's coming down
I'm
to
going
like,
go hard.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, like there's a little methodical there. I'll be honest though. I got beat up when I was a kid by Charles Pitts.
Sounds accurate.
In church.
Charles Pitts could bang.
In church?
Yeah, church. We was downstairs.
And he had big
I got beat up by Charles Pitts.
Yeah.
In church.
We talking about getting beat up. I was about to start talking about
and
it right
I,
now.
And you know what was crazy? Because I said something crazy to Dina.
She would have. I said you almost got stabbed.
I said something
he
crazy
did you a
to
favor.
Dina. She was like, "You know what? You know, I ain't even going. You know, wait till Charles get here." I'm like, "Bring Charles." You know what I'm saying? Me and Charles. I just remember he ended up on top of me, and I lost.
Typical.
You know what I'm saying? But that was the one time I got beat up, and the second time was when we was out Cal U, and I was.
Oh, you got beat up?
Oh, yeah.
I was
sleeping
in the car.
Oh, when you kicked me in the ribs, and I got beat up.
You mean I kicked you in the ribs?
Bruh, that's what I'm saying. Like, we were so drunk that night, you went to sleep, bruh.
Yeah, because I remember waking up, getting out, trying to fight, and somebody, bah, from the back. I was like, oh,
pause.
Shit. Somebody smashed my face from the back. I'm down. I'm trying to get up off the ground, and somebody kicked
me. But then we got beat up then.
And somebody kicked you, too?
Yeah, somebody kicked.
Somebody
you
kicked
got whooped out.
No, they got me, too.
I lost.
Why was you... I got to hear this a little more. Elaborate a little more.
We could get extensive.
No, I was in the car sleeping, and... somebody opened the door and woke me up. Like,
me.
Yo, we banged.
I opened up the door. I smacked him in the face with the hat. I said, get the fuck up.
I got up. I'm in the middle of the parking lot. I got up. You know what I'm saying? Ready to bang. Somebody came from behind me.
Oh.
Boom. You know what I'm saying? I was like, God. I just remember ringing just like a loud ass noise. And then I'm about to get up and somebody kicked me.
Bruh, I seen white one time.
That's the same thing that happened to me. Damn. Though. How the fuck we get
one time?
Sound like somebody from Pittsburgh did that shit.
No, they was from up that way.
Bruh.
And
Kyle?
Yeah, it was from like I forget where they was from, but they was actually super cool. We was in the bar kicking it. Everything was
not
cool.
Not that cool.
And I was like this, parlaying. I was like, yo, we drunk, whatever, whatever. Wiz was in there just walking around all crazy. The shorty was in there, right, from Cal that I knew. Used to date my guy who was on the team. Now I know him, whatever. Then here come Dane walking through. Now he all in Shorty's face, talking all crazy. And I'm like, listen, I don't know who she's with, but I know she's with one of these dudes sitting down here. They're not feeling this conversation. Why you? Walking around kind of aggressive. It's like, nobody told you we was here.
When Dane on the team too?
Yeah, but like, this is over the summertime. It's me, Wiz, Rory Berry, this dude, Mike, Murdy. We all kicking at the bar. And by this time,
so
we're
the whole hood's
out.
There, so he's feeling like Superman.
He just seen us and then just started doing what he's like, yo, where my man, why, man? Where why, man? And then here go Wiz. Yeah, where my man? I was like, you don't even know, buddy. And then so they go in the back. I'm like, listen, man, we out here smashed off. You know what I'm saying? These my homies from up the way. We're about to just go grab some bud, get the fuck up out of here. They was like, all right, cool, respect this and that, squash it, whatever. Everything was good. They was like, we see what's going on. But you know, man, pride only goes so far. Then some random dude walked in. He seen Dane. I don't know what his issue was with Dane, but he started talking like, yeah, man, fuck that motherfucker, this, and this. And I'm like, yo, what's up, my man? Like, you good? Like, what's up? So I go in the back. I see these two, this one dude and Wiz bump shoulders. And he was like, man, you good? Wiz is like, you good? And I'm like, oh, it's about to go down. Murdy's in the back on a table like this. And there's a speaker about this big sitting on it. And his ear's right up against it. He's like, man, get in the car, man. Like, you done for the night. All of a sudden, night goes on. We go outside. Motherfuckers get to talking all crazy. Them boys left. They was like, you know what? respect. Your man's wilding. I was like, I apologize. He ain't even really with us right now. I don't know what type of time he on. I was like, this is too much. He go outside. He get the yap, and the dude that was talking bad about him is in the truck sitting right in front of him. And he don't know it. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to see him when we get back to wherever. Yeah. And then Buddy hops out the whip and was like, yo, what's up? I hear y'all that yapping. What's up? So I'm over here buying bud off some dyke chick, right? I don't even know why. I don't even smoke. But I'm figuring, like, the whole night was supposed to be us grabbing bud, going back to these people's house, you know what I'm saying, and then parlaying to keep drinking and smoking. All of a sudden, here come this SUV. They pearl right back in the parking lot. I'm like, what the fuck going on here? They hop out. First person they go out is Wiz. And Wiz is like, he's with it. And I'm like, come on, man. We just had this conversation. I was like, man, we about to get arrested out this bitch. I was like, these motherfuckers are stupid. I was like, who invited this dude? Like, what happened? We was having a great night until all this, you know, attention about this chick and you disrespecting the homie. You thinking you can do whatever. Wiz, stupid ass. Going, I open the door. I smack Murdy in the face with a hat. I'm like, yo, get the fuck up. Like, we about to fight. I turn at the end of my car. He got a track jacket on. He unzip it here. He go to think it over his head. These dudes pull their jeans up. They about to rock him. Here go Job. Missed everybody. Skidding on the pavement. Big ass rocks. I go to turn around. Bald head black dude. Pop! Caught me right in my shit. I'm like, fuck, I'm losing. Like, I didn't really feel the hit, but I was like, I felt the pressure. So I get over underneath him. I pop up. As I'm getting up, somebody just kicks the shit out of my ribs. I'm like, God damn, I thought it was you because you had just got up. I'm like, what the fuck? So me and Buddy go at it. I'm hitting him in his head. I'm doing like a hockey fight. Got a shit over. And I can't find his fuck. I'm like, And I'm like, damn, this motherfucker's head's hard as fuck. Baby come over, hit him with a couple rib shots. Shit's get kind of weird. I start looking around like, what the fuck we doing here? Get the fuck out of here.
Like, was Kirby with us?
Fuck no.
Who was in your
Big passion? Mike.
Who was in your... Okay.
Oh, and
because remember, I tried to get in the whip. I'm like, yo, the police was coming.
No, Big... Yeah, Big
whoever
ass...
Whoever was in your passenger seat was like, I don't know you.
Nate.
I'm like, bro, I'm with Job. He's in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
Let me in.
That was Nate.
Yeah, I don't know you.
That was his dude.
That nigga would let me in the whip.
No, that was this dude, Nate, that was like on the team. He just popped up with Dan. Okay, and I'm like this. Boy. I'm like, you ain't going to ride my guy? You big as fuck. And then, you know, they shot in the air. We kept fighting. And I'm just like, this dumb as fuck. And I get in the whip. What really pissed me off was I didn't know it. He had busted my lip. And my shit was bleeding down my cheek. So I looked crazy. I didn't know it. So I go to the crib. I'm like, oh, shit. I wipe it off. I cut on my lip, like, just a little lip right here. You know, a tooth. I go down to the gas station because I'm like, fuck that. I can't take this. I'm going to go find out who the fuck this is. We're going to keep getting busy. Mm-hmm. And here go the cops. They come out the gas station. They're like, ah, there you go right there. Man, what you doing over Peggy's? He's like, yeah, you must have went home and cleaned up. I was like, oh, I got to go home. I lost. And that was it.
Yeah,
I woke up the next day, and I was like, I ain't even mad about this. This shit's stupid as fuck.
I've seen white one time. One time in my life.
How old were you?
My freshman year at Geneva.
Freshman year. College.
At the Neve, bro.
Crazy.
White dude.
Big old lineman, dog. Big lineman. We was at a football house party. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't got no business being there, boy.
Slid through. You know what I'm saying? I'm on a baseball team, so, you know.
Again, you ain't got no business being there, boy.
Yeah. But
it's a little bit
different.
Keep your ass out of there, boy.
It's a little bit different at Geneva because all we have is the athletes. The athletes all party together. You know what I'm saying? It's not like other schools where the football players are together and then the, you know what I'm saying? At Geneva, it's more like all the football players come to the baseball house. All the, you know what I'm saying? Baseball players.
It's a smaller school atmosphere.
It's a smaller school. So you guys all, like, you guys are the only ones on campus that even party. So. Mm-hmm. That's what it is, especially at a Christian school like that. So we go to this football party, and I had to go to the bathroom. So I go upstairs. This big motherfucker standing at the door, right? You know what I'm saying? So first off, there's a huge line to get into the bathroom, but me, freshman dickhead, I'm like, I got to pee.
They can wait.
They can all wait. Everybody can wait. You know what I'm saying? So I walk straight to the door. This man, his name's Stu, right? He's standing there. You know what I'm saying? At the door.
S-T-U.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Because it just sounds like a meathead.
Stew. Big old, you know what I'm saying? So he's standing at the door. He like, ain't nobody coming in his bathroom. I'm like, and I look at everybody else and standing in line. I'm like, this man think he tough. That's exactly what I said out there. Forget it. I was like, this man think he tough.
You trying to use your blackness.
This big white boy, bruh, he looked at me. He was like, listen, you going to stand in this line right now or we can go outside. Me like a gangster. I went like this. I was like a real true gangster. Hey, ma. You mean immediately, because I'm not going outside. He's bigger than me. You know what I'm saying? My dad always said, if you're going to be scared of a situation, you might as well just take care of it right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So as soon as he said that, I'm like, I'm not going outside. Hit him. We start squabbling in the hallway upstairs. This man, I'll never forget, he grabbed the back of my head, right, and pulled me down. So when he pulled me down, easily I could have just went like this and covered up. But for some reason, I didn't cover up in that moment. This man hit me with the uppercut from hell, dog. He hit me, boom. My face immediately gone. To where I thought I was going to fall, so all I did was grab him and pull him close. Because I didn't want him to hit me again. You know what I'm saying? So I grabbed him and I pulled him close. He starts throwing all these goddamn punches. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm about to get beat the fuck up. There's some steps right behind me. I turned and I hip tossed him and threw him down these steps. But it's like, you know, when you got like three steps to go down and then, you know.
Landing
and then down there. So I like threw him down those steps over there. And then he, all his dudes grabbed him and all his dudes, my dudes grabbed me. And then it was all like, yeah, man, Stu outside waiting for you.
And now you really got to talk.
Well, I'm inside waiting on him.
Well, I'm inside. This that square I'm saying, I'm here. I'm like, oh, shit. So he go outside or whatever. They all hold me upstairs or whatever. And they was like, dang, Ty, you squared up with Stu. I'm like, yeah, man. But I knew it. I was like, I felt like I lost. You know what I'm saying?
That's you the knew first within yourself.
In myself.
You promoted everybody else, it as a win.
Everybody else looked at it like, oh, shit, man, Ty, you wow, man. You stuck Stu first and this and that. But
all over the bathroom. And he was doing what he was supposed to do.
I felt in my heart that it was a fucking L.
You would have got jumped
like
so
me
bad
and Stu. So
it would have been crazy for him.
It was so crazy. So
and there wouldn't have been nothing nobody could do for him. We went back to school. On the team.
we went back to school on Monday, and we was in the calf, and everybody's like, "Oh yeah, Stu's waiting for you, blase blah." And I'm
he
like,
wanted he wanted this really bad.
Literally, we would. So I'm
or
like,
at least a conversation.
I go to the calf, and I'm like, "All right, man, Stu up here, whatever." This motherfucker came up to me, walked up to me. I had my tray in my hand. I was like, oh, I'm going to crash him. I'm going to crash him. He's bigger than me. I'm just going to crash
him. You been an OG Bobby Johnson?
And he came up to me and he was like, hey, man, everything that happened, that, you know what I'm saying?
Great movie cool, reference.
Blah, blah, blah.
Great movie scene, Joe.
And he was like, hey, yo, we cool? And I'm like, yeah, we cool. But I was like, I knew. It was like, I gotta go to Cav.
That's the best thing about beefing with white guys. Like, they're forgiving as fuck.
True.
You don't think we are?
No.
Shit, I think
everybody
terms.
Is.
Fuck no,
I think
you'll fight a white guy and a white guy will shake your hand like
black.
Type shit. I think it's the same.
Yeah.
Hell no.
My whole life, I feel like after scuffles,
if you fight
you
your friend,
you almost respect.
We're talking about your friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nick,
okay.
You talk about friends. We talk about strangers.
Okay.
Like he's like, are we good? Yeah, we're good, bro.
Even up.
Yeah, as long as it's like, yeah. Okay, we good here. Okay, you straight? Yeah. All right, I'm not gonna ruin my night off of this.
No. You niggas, you good? Yeah.
Oh, no, not like that. I'm just saying, make sure, like,
but
hey,
that's how we're going to take it.
Of course. Like, I mean,
we're just aggressive.
This is my
we're
friend, but I mean,
like that.
What's his name just threw me into the fucking bathroom door the other night? Me and AJ, I'm sitting at the ATM, fucking with him, talking cash shit. And he, I don't know what got him mad, but he just pushed the shit out of me. I fell over the fan. My back hit the bathroom. I'm like, yo, what the fuck's up with you, man? I said, holler at me outside. Go outside. I'm like, yo, like, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? And he was like, I was like, he said something, threw my hat off. I was like, let's fight. And he did the, you know, what white guys do. All right, man, you go ahead, man. Like, I fuck, like, hit me. And I'm like, come on, dog. Like, just say
yeah,
this.
Man. Just
he said hit me.
Fucking forgiving as fuck.
I went like this.
To get yours back.
Gave
hit
him a
me.
Kiss, went back inside.
They're forgiving as fuck. Niggas is going to shoot you.
Especially if they feel like it's an L.
Yeah.
Did you always know you could fight? Or was there a moment where you was like,
I still
shit.
Can't fight.
Cause I remember
it's the willingness to fight.
I remember
that,
being
that's why people won't why won't they won't fuck with you as long as you have aggression. I mean, football will teach you that. Like,
right.
Oh, this is a one on one. As long as you don't get caught with that quitter, you're pretty much the head can take just about anything. And you going after it.
I've always chose my battles.
True story. There we go.
Selective fighter.
Selective fighter. I was right. Like,
Shout out to Floyd.
This doesn't seem like a smart fight. Linebacker, D1, AA, Virginia. Just doesn't seem like it's going to go the way I'd like it for it to go.
How do you get out of it?
His name wasn't James, was it?
No.
Thank God.
But he and I are friends to this day. Like, I was in college, and then I had a, and I just, okay, I'll tell you the story. I got hold. I definitely got hold, and I just had to accept that. But
it's all relative.
It was all, it's, my mom always told me, it's better to say, there he goes, and there he lay.
Ooh, shit.
So,
shout out to mom. Dude.
So, me and Main Man, cool. Like, we super, we real cool, right? And, we would barter. So, like, he, like, I cut hair, and instead of giving me cash, like, we would, like, he'd say if he got, like video games in, you know, like, I'd get a video game off of him and stuff like that. Like, give him, like, 3 cuts for video game. Or if he got, like, new polos in or something like that, because he got people to come in, you know, boosters and shit like that. You know, just things like that. I would barter haircuts for items.
Goods,
right.
Okay. That's always dope.
Yeah. So he gave me an item that was like say a value of like 4 cuts, but then like he got like 2, and then like the semester ended, and then it was just like
so he felt like you owe him.
He felt like I still owed him, or just cash him out, you know.
How much was cuts at this time? $10.
$10. Yeah.
$20.
Five.
Something like that.
Probably $5.
No. $10 at least.
That's probably like $10. It's probably like $10, something like that. So I probably owed him like $30, something like that. And it was, I didn't see him for a while. You know, the summer was, and like the semester ended, like everybody went home. Then he on the football team, so he come back for the summer.
This is YSU.
Woo! So we go back to D1 AA. So we go to the, so we out in the summertime. I go out in the summer. I'm going out, and I run into Main Man. I'm like, yo, you know, say what's good, you know, whatever. And then he like, hey, yo, nigga, you owe me 2 cuts or something like that. And I'm like,
it's an odd way to start off the conversation.
That just came at you
like,
wrong.
Kind of. And I'm like, semester's over, my nigga. Like, you smoked pretty much. And
how did you say it though?
Yeah, I can't see you responding like that. You could just be like, I can see you just kind of blowing off like what? Like just
I kind of blew it off like that.
Confused?
Yeah, that's like, more so. Like, it's more so the approach I had to it. And then I'm like, "Fuck, you want me to cut your hair right now?" I'm like, "What are you talking about right now?" And we in the club, and he didn't like how I like dismissed him. You know what I mean? So I ended up seeing him again out, but this time like he didn't speak, and I'm like, "Well, I ain't gonna speak either. Like, whatever." So. It was like I almost was antagonizing him by like being around, you know, and then like
and
I blew
him
off and then still ain't try to rectify the fact like I just got down on him pretty much. And he didn't like that. So he ended up calling me one day after the club, and I seen him earlier. He didn't say nothing. So he called me, but like, I don't necessarily have a problem with you. So I answered the phone. I'm like, yo, he like, yo, you going back to the yards? I'm like, yeah. He's like, all right, hit me when you get back. I'm like, bet.
Shout out to the courtyard.
I got yams set up. I just go past McDonald's. I grab me a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, orange juice, hash brown. I come back to the joint.
But you ain't know the gravy was waiting at the crib.
Listen. I come back to the yards. I even call him when I get back to the yard.
Wait, what's the yard?
Courtyard.
The courtyard.
The apartments,
okay.
So I call him. I'm like, yo.
The yard does sound crazy.
Yo, I'm in, you know what I'm saying? I'm back at the yard. She's like, all right, bet I'll be out in a second. Conversations sound cool as fuck. I'm outside. Sausage, biscuit, cheese, hash brown, orange, you know what I'm saying? Orange juice to the side. I'm sitting down chilling.
Oh, this was an all night. Yeah.
Then cuz come down the steps. I seen him out earlier today. I know what he had on earlier today when he went out.
Now it's hoop short.
And he had something else.
He come back out. He come back outside.
He had workout clothes.
Shorts and shoulder pad shorts. You know what I'm saying? The shorts you get for practice.
Right.
Yeah, he got them shorts on, cut off, and running shoes. I'm like, I know that uniform. Like, oh.
It is not practice.
Yeah, cuz got it. And then he come down the steps like, all I heard was, that's how fast he came down the steps. I'm like, oh, shit. And then I look up, and then like a couple other football players were sitting up like sparrows, just overlooking.
So, I can see him too.
So I'm like, oh shit, you know what I'm saying? He comes, I said, he's like, so he's standing. I'm sitting down, so he's standing up like over top of me, and I still got.
You hate that position.
Bro, I got sausage. I got sausage biscuit with cheese in hand. To the bag is the hash brown with the orange juice. So he like. He's standing over top of me, and I'm like, I couldn't get up. I was like, I couldn't get up fast enough. And then he like, yo, you got my cash? And I'm like, what? If niggas don't got my cash, niggas gonna have to pay homage. I'm like,
ooh, listen, I like that.
Listen.
Homage.
I didn't even know the word homage was.
How much is homage?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm like,
where's homage at?
I'm like,
we go to McDonald's right now. I don't even know if they got that.
Buffer's gotta pay homage. Who is homage?
I swear to God on my dad, I said that. What the fuck is homage? That nigga thought I was like
carrying him.
Yeah, so he like so he like tried to smack me, and I'm like, I hit him with I wasn't ready. That motherfucker, I had to, whew, and then he got the wind from that smack was crazy. Like, oh shit! So I had to throw the sandwich to the side, and then I had to like get from underneath him because he was standing over top of me. So I had to like rib jab. Yeah, so let me get up. Like, what the? So I'm sitting there like, hey, I'll square him. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is up, dog? What's this? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm caught off guard. Like, what's up? And then he like, think this is a game? And then he's sitting there looking at me. And then I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, this nigga's big. And, you know, I got my fist balled up. I'm clenched. I'm sitting there. I got my fresh fin. I'm like, he about to rip my shirt all up, man.
Like, it's going to be wild aggressive.
All I seen is how rough this fucking fight was going to be. It's just like, man, he going to rip my shirt up, man. New Affliction, Joan. I had the Affliction shirt's going to get ripped up all crazy. Wow.
Right, right, right.
I got my Rocket Republic jeans on. Like, it's about to just be bad out here. Dunks on. Like, I'm fresh from the club.
Right, right.
It was just about to get bad out. I'm sitting there. I'm like, man, what's up, man? I'm like, oh, God, it's about to get bad. And then he walks over, and then he like, and he just screams, and then he like walks off, bro.
Because he was like, I don't want to get kicked out of school, still me in my haircut. Get
and he's all like, of that, you know what I'm saying?
Like, he's like, I might.
He was
going to
do
up.
It, but it's like, I might, you know what I'm saying? I might be a little too hype, you know.
That's
what I'm saying?
But that's a reasonable moment right there because
wow,
especially at YSU, them things do not happen.
I'm proud of it.
You could
nigga,
tell
me too. Listen, like, I ain't done. I ain't get hold yet. Right now, I'm decent. So then he's like, yeah, and he walks off, nigga. Told you to the side. Hash brown, orange juice.
He grabbed your food.
He field goaled my shit. I'm talking 46 yarder for the game. Field goal my shit. I'm just sitting back looking at the napkins.
Anyway.
I'm looking at the napkins and the hash brown and everything just fly to the side. I'm like, shit. This nigga just did me so dirty. But then I thought about it. I was like, you know what?
It's worth it.
I'm about to go back to McDonald's. Give me another sausage biscuit with cheese, hash brown and the orange juice, and I'm gonna call my yams to come through the crib, and my night's gonna go as, you know, as planned.
Did you have to give him the money?
No.
Did you give him cuts? Did you give him the cut?
Nah, we ended up talking later, but he thought I was gonna jump him or something, because I called him to come back.
Hey, yo, if you watching this pod, Rico got the dub, bruh. Rico definitely got the dub.
Don't do that, because he might still feel some type of way.
No.
I'm scared.
That's my man to this day. Like, I'm glad we didn't fight, because we ended up doing, like, good business.
That's
like,
what's up.
Like, years later and shit.
I mean, but it's easy to do business with someone that you hoe, that you won. You won the situation, yeah. So it's easy to do business. It's probably been hard for years to do business with you.
Nah, bro, like it was cool, man. I said,
but he feel go
to my food, bro. Like I had to sit there and just, I was like, you know what?
Yeah, but your meal was only $5.
Went back for
those cuts
$5.
And said, so you're still up on him $25.
And then he transferred schools the next semester.
Was
too.
That your congratulations to him or?
Yeah,
that shit was way creepy.
Oh, you gave him a drink. Hey, yo, shout out to Rico to give him that.
Shout out to that's not gonna dub. I guess that counts as a dub, man. That yeah, but he definitely feel gold to my shit.
No,
I was sitting back sick. I'm like, damn. Like,
where's your drink, Joe?
Why ask you till I die, baby? You know what I'm saying? Penguins. I'm with you, my guy.
Yeah, already.
No,
he was a penguin too.
That's what you missed it. It's all good.
Good, you straight. Nah. I'm sorry,
but it was. that's what I mean. But like, I chose my battles. I was just like. I really didn't choose that battle. It was like God kind of chose that
battle. But here's the thing, though.
like,
Like, that's a dope situation, though, because one, it worked out, it is what it is, talked it out, whatever. But, like, I know those type of situations, especially over there, you could tell a motherfucker what happened, and he'll take it like it's like penitentiary bet. Like, okay, you owe somebody money on the street, I'm going to buy up his debt, then I'm going to take it up with him. Like, I've seen dudes go crazy and just mash out on guys, be like, yo, you did this to my dude. It was like, y'all ain't even really that cool. They just want to beat somebody up. And when I say they beat motherfuckers up, they beat them the fuck up.
Well, what's crazy, though, I think it's so easy not to get hoed.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's easy not to get hoed.
Would you rather get hoed or beat up?
But listen. You have to understand, though, in a fight world, even a fight lasts for what?
This is YouTube.
30 seconds?
30 seconds?
Depending on where you're at.
TikTok, yeah. At least.
30 seconds.
I'd rather get hoed.
You rather get hoed than what?
Than beat up.
It depends on the situation.
No,
because I'm probably not.
Because you ain't do. Listen,
No. I'd rather get beat up than
put. You know you getting put on YouTube and Snapchat and all that.
You know that. You know getting beat up is the same thing, right?
No.
Getting beat up.
You could listen. You can talk as crazy as you want to.
I can get past but getting hoed. I'm like, so.
Right. Do whatever you want to do. Like, are you talking? That's crazy. hey, fuck that. Number one.
You're funny as fuck.
No, listen. Getting hoed looks so much worse than getting beat up. So much worse.
I don't know, man.
It depends.
You can get beat up and come out of the situation and still look cool.
No way.
Or okay.
Or okay. No. Okay.
When you get hoed, you're just hoed.
How many times have you seen
you can
somebody
get beat up? You can get beat up like, damn, but he stuck you.
Or you just run out with like your own narrative. But you see what I did to him?
That one that you hit him with was. You lost, but you know what I'm saying? You caught him with that crazy
until
one.
Until they made memes of you.
When you're hoed, you're just hoed.
You're going to become a meme.
But you can be meme being hoed.
Mm-mm.
Yes, you can.
That's verbal.
Yeah, verbal. And then you walk away from somebody just talking to you. That is way worse.
Sticks and stones may break my bones.
He ain't put his hands on
me. Worse than ever.
He ain't put his hands on me.
He didn't put his hands on me. He ain't test me, though.
He didn't put his hands on you.
Put your hands on me.
Still walked away.
Bro, put your hands on me, bro.
He ain't know. I ain't say nothing because I had the hammer on me.
I'd rather get beat up than someone see me walk away from a situation.
There he go. And there he lay.
There he go, and there he lay.
There he lay, man.
I'm about to sit here and man, fuck you. I don't care what you say. So,
look at him.
So what's good with y'all, man? How's y'all's week go, man? I seen Ty.
Yeah,
kill for they pride.
He's out there coaching.
Yeah, we had a. It was a hard fought game.
How did my nephew do, Joey?
Joey,
what number's Joey?
I'm gonna tell you this right 10. Now. Joey, I'm going to tell you this right now. Joey played some football.
Shout out to my nephew, Joey, man.
Who's that?
Phil son.
I seen number 10. I seen him taking some snaps.
Oh, okay. I'm talking about
held it down all game on defense. All game.
Shout out to my nephew, man.
All game.
Joey Elvis.
You know what's crazy, though?
You know what's dope about him?
He's a kid, he
doesn't care. Like, he doesn't compute the fact that he knows, oh, he has the ball. He gets tackled. He doesn't say, how am I about to make tackle? How does tackle about to feel?
No.
See ball, get ball.
That's how he used to be, though.
Oh, that's what I see.
Joey and Twerps and Termites, Joey was a softer kid.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I know that is because Carter and Joey are the same age, so I watch it all the time. Joey's been, you know, get hit, cry, this and that. And out of nowhere, Joey has turned into an athlete.
Yeah.
He's legit an athlete.
That's dope.
He went from being.
You saying my nephew got a chance?
There's always a chance.
Joey's 11.
It depends on the dog inside.
Joey's 10.
It always depends.
So is my nephew.
Well, yeah. also, Joey has an older brother that's a dog. So he has something to.
How old?
He's in high school.
So is Caden. What are we talking about?
Well, there's definitely time, but I'm saying.
There's similarities.
Joey was not that guy. He was not that guy.
Well, he was the smallest kid in the beginning.
Joey's still small.
You know what I'm saying? But once he got it, he realized, like, he was tough love the right way, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, listen, this is football. This is not at home. Like, you know, like, you see kids now, like, including my nephews, like, they think when they go out there, this is an extension of at home when I get this or this should be this way and things shouldn't be hard, whatever. It's like, oh, no, when I'm in football, things go this way, so there's like you just kind of mentally block it out. Like, okay, I'm in football. Then once football ends,
bro, it's amazing. It's amazing when you
so we can compartmentalize like what the fuck's going on, and you can just execute.
When you teach kids, it's a whole different ball game in Beaver Falls.
How many?
Than a lot of other places.
Can we talk about that? Because this brings us to Rico's point. Because I coached in Beaver Falls, but I also
how are those kids now?
They're all 18, 19, all the way down to ages 15.
How many of them played high school football? Most of them.
Most of them.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. Because
I remember back in the day.
When I say most of them, I'm gonna say 60%. Because someone like Doug Buford should have played.
Well, he went to CB.
And I coached him. Oh, I didn't know that. That's what's up.
Some of the light skin.
I didn't know that.
The light skin in Beaver Falls.
Right. Well,
the Buford's the dark
Buford.
Skin.
The Buford's light skin. Buford. Oh, okay. Like, looks just like Doug, but lighter.
This whole generation is light skinned. So he's not all. He's not all. But when coaching in Beaver Falls, there was because I was a.
And are y'all coaching?
I worked in a bunch of different schools and worked with kids, Brighton Township, Beaver, all of that. And I seen their practices, and they were nothing like Beaver Falls. It was almost like Beaver Falls utilized football to almost teach you life. But in the other schools, football was just fun.
Football's fun everywhere
else. And it brings us to Rico's question of, you know what I'm saying, whether or not all kids should play. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's talk about this culture. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got some nephews. Obviously, I have nephews to play right now, and I have like my friends who are all parents. Their kid plays. Everyone wants their kid to be a star, you know. Or, well, at least the guys.
I can't stand.
So they actually care about the game.
Yeah, and their kid being good at it.
Okay.
Even
if they were never good,
that is. You being good has nothing to do about wanting your kid to succeed at shit that they do.
No, succeed. But what I'm saying, when you go out specifically for football and then you start requesting he should be this time should be acquired by him. It's like,
I agree.
I was like, did your child compete for this position?
I agree.
Does he want this position? Show me that you want it.
Yeah.
I'll let you compete.
It's like just watching it like as an outsider, watching like the parents. I've seen some salty moms because they'll come to their kid's game every week.
Moms are the worst.
Then their kid don't get in the game. Sick. I don't even know why he's playing. Or the coaches, whoever the coach is, their son automatically is a quarterback. Like, or he's already the best player. Like, how was, you know, like.
Coach ball.
Why?
But that's politics. That's been happening our whole life.
Daddy ball's been around for forever.
It really has been. But I'm saying, like, to what extent? We've seen it literally all the way through high school to push kids into college. Like, sometimes it really works. Sometimes it's like, what the fuck?
I've never seen a coach's kid who was quarterback that didn't deserve to be quarterback. No matter how salty you are.
Bull fucking shit.
In my time coaching and my time playing.
I feel like we have to raise kids more in Beaver Falls than we do than other towns have to do as coaches.
I don't think you guys actually raise kids at all. I think you guys are there. And I think it's what you guys have down there is fast. It's like
a lot of kids. I think we have right
it's
now.
It's feast or famine is what it is.
Down Beaver Falls?
It's feast or famine because there's so many numbers and there's so many people. That's why you guys need to start treating parents like prison yard. Put a fence up. Like I don't care if it's a retractable fence or not.
I agree.
Put a fence up and be like, listen, this is not you.
So parents should have no...
Because they're yelling as their kid and you guys are practicing within little kids are like in this little bit of a spot. Well, you guys don't have the real estate.
We
you guys are all the way on the other side.
Yeah, we separate.
But when I stopped down to practice just the other day, I'm going to go out to Blackhawk. I mean, there's soccer practices on soccer fields. There's people jogging around. There's football practice over here. There's cheerleading on a completely different field. I'm like, damn, they have, you know.
What they need.
Whatever they want. And, right. And they put all the football teams, two of them at least, or three. I don't even know if they even have twerps. Termite, Mighty Mites, whatever over there. And I go down there, and I'm talking about it was chaos. Everybody's mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, aunties was lined up on the thing. The cheerleaders was all right there. You could barely get out of the parking lot. I mean, there was termites right here. There was twerps right here. There was money mites over there. And I was just like, damn, dog. Like, it looked like complete chaos. And everything was like this.
But I don't like the...
People were getting bodied, though. It was just like this. It was like, either you got it or you don't, or get the fuck on out the way. It was feast or famine.
I don't like the narrative that's that's been created, that a parent that's active is a problem.
Define active. Yelling coach. In the way.
Coach.
That's in the way.
Once you drop your kid off for practice, that is no longer your child. Now, if you got a problem, then you come to me after practice.
I hear that on a level. I hear that on a level. But also, you have to understand that there's parents that are involved that also see what their kid is doing that other coaches just can't see because there's so many kids out there.
Yeah, because they got impairments themselves. Blind spots, if you will.
Blind spots.
No, I get it, because one thing Beer Falls doesn't do is you guys don't pay attention.
I'll never forget when Carter, he had like 2 sacks in the first half of a game.
But we've already compartmentalized him. He's this guy. We don't need to worry about that.
He had 2 sacks in a game. And at halftime, the coaches were like, Carter, that's what I'm talking about. That's how you play. And I'm watching my son the entire game, and he played like dog shit. But he got in the backfield 2 times, and he made 2 sacks.
So, Beer Falls is a highlight place.
So, what they saw...
You could live off a highlight.
What they saw was hard work. He made these sacks. He had a good first half. I took his goddamn visor. I went in the locker room because I was so mad the way he played. I took his visor off his helmet. I was like, you ain't getting none of this cool shit. Give me them goddamn gloves. Give me everything that you got. You ain't getting none of this. You're not getting none of this. I literally stripped him of everything.
You're hard. Pause.
That's dope.
Ask Pootie. Went into the goddamn locker room. I was like, give me that visor. Give me them gloves. Give me them wristbands. You ain't wearing none of this because you play. Because
you ain't putting the work in.
You ain't putting the work in. I'll buy you all the cool shit because I want you to look fly.
But you ain't got to earn it.
Rip that, man. I screwed that
just thing. The way you could earn it.
I screwed the visor out with my goddamn fingernail.
Knowing that shit was long like as hell, this, black bro. As shit.
Turning that goddamn thing, you know what I'm saying? Ooh. But real life, I care on a certain kind of level.
How you think
drinks hella milk?
No, but how you think that? Yeah, right.
The calcium for that nail bed to be that strong? It's crazy.
That's how he was cutting up.
What happened for the rest of the game?
Bring up that crack rock and you eyeball it.
He went crazy.
Okay, so he responded
so
well.
For the rest crazy, of the game, he went
but
crazy.
I know my son. My son's always going to respond a certain kind of way when
because he could just shut down.
Some kids do. Some kids do. Carter is 100% all about.
No, once he knows that there is like you could, there is whatever prize at the finish line. There is once kids understand that there's a benefit to their work, like even when it's payment. Like my oldest nephew, the motherfucker's lazy as shit. Give him a job. Are you paying? He's right there. What's up? What we doing? I don't even know what I'm doing, but I know I'm getting paid, and he'll do it. You know what I mean? It's just for some reason, like it's like, well, why can't you do that with this?
Because some people got to see those rewards,
right? And I'm like this, and that's why I'm like,
and a good coach will recognize that in you, yeah. And pull that out.
I read this book about how to be a good manager, and like one of the first steps is they call it walking the halls. Meaning, like, when you walk the halls, you get to know each one of your students or each one of the people that work underneath you. And then you understand how they respond because everyone's not going to respond the same way.
Right. There's like, people you lean on. There's people you lean off of.
I agree.
You know, some people, you tell them what they can't do or you come down hard on them and then they'll turn up like the water boy type shit. Or you get someone and then you got to, like, speak to them and encourage them. So you got to do positive reinforcement for some people versus negative.
I'm learning that now.
When you walk the halls and you get to know, you know, like your individual, your players, your students, your people that your colleagues that you work with, your managers,
personality,
whatever it is, you got to understand. You got to walk the halls and get to know them individually so you know exactly how to get the best out of them.
So me, I'm literally learning that now.
Shout out to me for dropping knowledge and reading
right.
books.
Unreal. What's the name of that book? Peers, Personality, and Perspective. Got it right there. There it goes. You hear it?
I love that.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
Did he hear it?
Peers,
Personality, Perspective.
That's fantastic. Bang, bang, bang.
But But yeah. me, I'm learning that.
Write it.
Literally, I'm learning that right now, dealing with these kids. Like, it's a hard thing for me not to.
Because you can't coach your kids like you raise your son.
100%.
Because they're going to be like, what is this
so
type of.
What I always want to do all the time is preach and bring dog out of people. Like, you know what I'm saying? I want, hey, yo, listen, you can just find that inner shit in you, and you can turn that into something great.
And they're looking, they're looking at you with dead eyes.
They're just like, some of them are just like.
Should every kid get to play?
No.
No, not a chance.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. Every kid should get the opportunity to grow.
Every kid shouldn't play solely on a fact of a lot of kids don't want to play football. A lot of kids' parents.
My nephew.
A lot of kids' parents force them to play. Therefore, them kids, they shouldn't have to play.
Okay, then we're talking right down my alley. We are forcing my nephew to play right now. And I want you guys to think about the worst kid that you've ever played with or against. He's worse than that kid. And he gives zero fucks about getting better. But we start on a level of, hey, you need to be outside, you need to be interactive, you need to be involved,
well,
you need to be emotion. Like that, we're starting at the grassroots, the bottom. And I already had a time to talk with one of the coaches, but I was like, listen, I don't know which coach it is that's wants to win. He's probably like a tie type personality. Like, yo, why are you out here if you don't want to be here? Real simple question.
Conversations today.
What I'm saying is, if you don't want to be here, why are you here? And if you told him straight up, my mom's forcing me. Well, low key, we're both forcing you. And I drop him off. That's your problem. Whatever he's doing. Like, I need. And
so why are you forcing him to play?
Lose weight. Be around other people. Because otherwise, he's going to grow into, like, I see him, what he's doing. I was like,
box.
Yeah. And he's closing in on. He doesn't see reality outside of like his living room or his bedroom or his Netflix or his screens. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what are you doing, my guy? Like, people really get punched in the face out here. Like, people really have to run. Like, you have to have a real perspective about society. Like, right. Concrete hurts when you fall.
Sports are so
your feelings can get hurt right now.
And
how are you going to get over that?
There's so many lessons. Not just football. But there's just so many lessons that he might learn. So it's more of an opportunity that you guys are putting in.
Yeah, it blows my mind when parents don't put their kids in situations. I'm not even talking about football. Parents put them kids, they won't put their kids in situations because the kid says they don't want to do it or they don't like it.
Right. That's what I said.
They are children.
Make
they
them don't know
life.
It.
They have no idea what life is. You've experienced life. You've been on this earth for 34 years. You've been here.
You've been fucked over
a few times. You saw so many things happen.
Your kidneys hurt.
If your kid needs to go through those experiences.
And then you got them.
And then if they don't like it afterwards, okay, they don't like it afterwards.
It's not like you're trying to get them to go to the pros. You want them to get the bruises and the scars and the lessons learned. From all of this.
Exactly. I've never played soccer in my entire life. Soccer was available. We played soccer so he can be around other kids. That's just what you just do. You make those certain situations happen. And then if they don't like it later, then they just don't like it later. But you're going to have to show them an experience. Me, all I've ever known in my life was sports. So that's what I'm doing. Now, Carter's 11. I've just recently tried to open him up to different things. You know what I'm saying? Because he loves to do film. He loves comics and he loves stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, he's good at sports, so I keep him in sports.
As soon as Robert came out bisexual, ain't that a bitch?
But he loves that other shit. So
he
now,
has other interests. Those are called hobbies. You know what I mean? Like, these are sports right now.
Yes.
Sports, because I don't care who you are, sports doesn't last forever, even when you go to the pros, whatever it is. That's not really who you are. That's how you define your. That's how a lot of us had defined ourselves as we grew up. And then once that stops, I mean, how many people have we seen have been like, who are you now? You know what I mean? Like, myself included, like, I put in so much time and life in this and whatever, you know what I mean? It's like this, that all of a sudden these things, oh, these motherfuckers ain't fucking with me. Oh, I see how things move around here. Now I see the politics of it. I was like, oh, I'm done with this. This is fugazi fuck shit. This ain't, I ain't going to no league, but I'm going to get a scholarship here, and then I'm going to just like.
There's many lessons.
Let me go ahead and move around.
Yeah, even though I didn't care so much about sports and I had other skills and talents, sports taught me so much that I carried into life. Mm-hmm. So much that I carried into life. You know what I mean? Like, I remember baseball, and I'm not sure who we was in the semifinals with. It might have been Legion. Who'd you play with?
SOI.
SOI? It was either Legion or SOI. It was the first game of the series. It wasn't important yet, but I had just busted my knee open. We was playing Fumbleland.
In the series?
In the series. Playoffs. You know what I'm saying?
That's important.
I busted my knee wide open. And so doctor told me, yo, you got stitches. You know what I'm saying? You can't play. So whatever, I come down to the game in regular clothes. And I go, the game's about to start. I see my coach coming. I see him waddling. I'm like, God damn, all right, here we go.
And you didn't tell him?
No, he didn't know yet. It was the day before. He comes immediately up to me. He's like, where's your uniform, Mobley? He didn't call me Whit. He called me Mobley. He's like, where's your uniform, Mobley? I said, oh, coach, I busted my knee. I got stitches. The doctor, he did not look down. I tried to even lift up my pant leg. I was like, my knee. He said, I said, where's your uniform, Mobley? I said, I lifted it higher. I was like, sir, I got stitches. I got stitches. He said, listen. He said, your brothers out here are depending on you. This is the playoffs. We got things to get. You're telling me that you're going to let this knee stand in between you and this goal that we got reach? He said, I'm going to tell you like this. He said, hop on your bike, head home, put your uniform on and come back. Never mind the fact that I'm 9 years old or whatever age Little League is. He said, head home. I was so geeked up. I rode home, put my uniform on, came back. I played left field. You know what I'm saying?
They put you in the game? I thought they wanted you just for like to be like, yo,
no.
We're all
he unison. Knew he knew he couldn't depend on, because after me was TJ Marks, Thomas Howard.
You'd have to drop names.
And a few first
years.
You
didn't have to drop names. You'd be safe.
Who cares?
Because you wasn't that tight.
And I made a few key plays out there because I was in left field. You know what I'm saying? But it
changed. One hopper.
It changed my life forever. Like the whole mindset of you can't let things stop you. And I left the game with a bloody knee. I had to go get re-stitched up.
Meanwhile, these goofy motherfuckers probably messed up your knee for how many, another year, whatever. Scar tissue or anything.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Same thing happened to me in football. People push you. There's a difference between being hurt and injured. And once you're injured,
at least
coaches will push you, especially in high school and amateurs, they'll make you push through shit. Like actual injuries, or whatever.
But those people in your community really
are dirtbags.
Nah, I think they matter.
He knew, man. I feel like
Rob. No, because they don't have the knowledge. They don't know the difference between what they're talking about. Like you
okay. There's some coaches that are that way.
But like, listen, when you see a kid and you're like this, it's like, listen, man. I don't care what you got going on. Go put that helmet and that shoulder pads on. I'm not going to put you in the game. But we all are here together. And you a part of us. And we're a part.
He
of
let
you.
Me know we.
But
need
you put him in. You put him in the game because. And them even kids, you did that for a selfish reason. That means you took a chance on that kid.
Okay,
whatever.
You're just not
like,
wrong.
No, listen, when I was in high school and my shit fell out, and that fucking cop talked to me down there, was like, yeah, you see this scar? I was back on the beat. I'm like, damn, dog, he made me feel like a pussy. So I pushed myself.
Okay.
My shoulder was never good after that from then on.
See,
I'm talking about from that point on, and I'm thinking, now I look back on it, I'm like, that fucking sociopath son of a bitch.
I think he knew.
And I'm like, all I had to do was wait a week and a half.
Right.
And then I'd have been straight.
I think he knew that my knee situation wasn't that big of a deal.
Well, you was young and you're going to heal off on anything.
Because he always did that with everybody.
He did. Right, but that's what I'm saying, though.
He would always go up to a number of people that would be out, and he'd be like, are you injured or are you hurt?
I said it today.
Because there's a difference.
Oh, you talking about buddy there.
Coach Rock.
That's solely because he said it to me in my life.
But that's what I'm saying, though.
I did it today to a kid.
And those are guys that he's pushed through, and there's other guys that have been like, they will never
look. Kid came at me today. He said, hey, Coach Ty. Cut. I'm talking about, it was a cut across his arm. I was like, are you hurt or are you injured? He looks at me, he's like,
wrap it up.
Are you hurt or are you injured?
That's not even the type of the same thing.
I'm hurt.
Then you can
play. So you're going to go back out? He went back out there and played.
Injury means you can't walk.
Hold on, we're talking about a cut?
You can't breathe, you can't move.
I'm talking about...
It's a life lesson.
It was a cut.
You guys are retarded.
Nah, are you hurt or are you injured?
If you could even say that, you guys are touched.
That specific coach gave me the dog that I got. Nothing can stop me because of the mentality from him alone.
That's fine. It's
still a pit bull.
Him alone.
I think.
But again, those type of things, there's a small threshold.
I didn't realize.
I feel like we put too much of an expectation on these kids.
No.
We
have.
They do for sure.
We have to because
they think this is it. They still have that small town mentality. Like you should see these kids out there. When I just stopped down, I was like, I gotta get someone a Wizards car, and I saw how intense everything was. Like kids were dying as soon as they got the ball, gone. You know what I mean? And if you didn't get the tackle, it was just like this. I was like, damn, see, these kids are really living and dying after this.
I think it's beyond the sport as well, because a lot of the coaches are teaching life lessons.
Right.
And preaching school. No. Preaching
some teachers. It depends on the teacher. It depends on the coach, bro.
I'm talking about the intensity of the moment. The
kids damn near don't even like me. And I'm fine with it because I care about grades. I care about effort.
Yeah, effort.
In anything that you do. Not about being good.
Not about having your hat on the right side while you're making a block or what the play actually means. But like, hey, you tried your best. That was a bar. Go ahead.
That was
your best is knowing that you gotta be on the right side.
Rico, if you'd have seen this practice, it was insane. How many?
Well, he's talking about like some torps and like we're all the way on the other side.
But you're actually a coach. You were actually a coach.
Right.
We're like this. We're the guys like this. Like, all right, what's going on? Like, y'all straight?
But yeah. I mean, there are some coaches who are just trying to get out there, are out there for ego. But there are some coaches
and their children
who know
sure
that
play.
In these inner cities, in these low-income, impoverished areas, sports is one of the only ways for me to mirror life
and
show you how to be a man as a collective and an individual.
I have no idea why you don't coach. I literally don't.
Well, he's got an expertise already. His expertise is not coaching.
Definitely not.
His expertise is
what?
Right.
Everything he does is trying to teach people.
Yeah, but it's not. Are you talking about sports or are you talking about?
About life. His profession is trying to teach people, and he loves kids.
Okay. Well, he got me beat.
Makes no sense for you not to be giving your knowledge to other kids. It doesn't.
I do. I just give it to those that ask for it. I don't like my.
I'm that guy too.
I don't like information falling on deaf ears.
Okay,
that bothers me.
That's not a.
I feel like I'm wasting my.
You
breath.
Think that's okay? Because I don't think it's okay with him either. He has way too much knowledge for him not to be down there helping us out.
Me and Job are starting his business.
But listen,
it's just too much knowledge.
No,
for him to be sitting. For him to be sitting at home, Wiz don't got no goddamn kids. He has a lot of knowledge to give the kids. A lot. Mm-hmm. And he does very well in his job.
God damn
it. He has a saying.
I was trying to get y'all to coach with me years ago.
I know.
You're not coaching your son.
I am.
Are you only coaching because it's your son?
Daddy ball.
You know I don't play
that kid ain't, that kid wouldn't play on my team.
Why?
I don't know. I just said it out loud just to piss you off.
I was about to say.
Are you going to move up with him or are you going to stay where you
are? Of course he's going to move up with him. That's called daddy ball. That's what Marco's doing. That's what he's doing. That's why they've gotten Wiz.
I don't think you should do that.
Now they can solidify them. When they go get exposed.
Sometimes it's the perfect time to be involved.
Drop my motherfucking beat.
My bad. I am a realist when it comes to coaching. I know what my son is. I know what he's capable of. If he can't do a certain kind of thing, I try to coach him up on those things. But
I feel like every dad feels that way about their child.
No,
right? You can't do this.
Ask him.
Every dad that coaches their kid.
Ask Joe the conversations I have with him. I'll tell him. I was like, man, I hate saying this on the goddamn pod, but man, my son is goddamn trash. But he hit a home run in the home run derby. Called him. He knows. I'll tell you when my son's trash.
He did that shit. A father son moment.
His dad and I got to throw a ball to him.
He pitched his son the ball, and the ball went over. He hit the ball over the fence.
That's fine.
I don't care what happens after that.
Did you cry?
It was
what? Man, I almost cried on the phone.
That's that moment.
I made a joke.
It was the biggest father son moment I've ever had with him in my entire life. Home run derby. They say Carter, you're hitting in the home run derby.
I can't even throw the ball well enough.
Watching it's like, hey yo, Ty. They screamed at us like, Ty, you want to pitch to your son? I'm like, yeah, I pitched to him.
I'd have said no.
I go out there, bruh. I threw a pitch to him. He hit a ball right up the middle, nothing crazy. Second pitch, boom. And he said, as soon as he hit the ball, he said, that's gone. I'll never get in my entire life.
Yo, you heard it.
As soon as he hit the ball, he said, that's gone.
So fuck me
immediately.
Up, real nigga shit fucks me
fucking
up.
Killed me.
I cry when real nigga shit happens.
That's all good, man.
No other kid hit a home run that day.
That's fire.
Over the fence.
No one that day. He didn't win the home run derby. The kid that won hit six. He only hit one.
Damn.
He hit six.
Check his. He got armpit hair already. He won them early birds.
Carter what? Duke got armpit hair now.
He won them early birds. He maxing out, bro. Okay. He ain't gonna do you. He maxing out too early. He gonna hit 16, and that's the biggest he's ever gonna get now.
Maybe.
Right. If he's already maturing, I'm talking about the guy who actually won it.
I'm literally a realist when it comes to my son. I know my son's not a. I want to move to a different town. My son is not going to be able to compete in baseball, and I know that.
Imagine this.
I know he's not going to be able to compete to the town I want to move to. He's not going to be able to compete in baseball. Football, he's going to be a dog. Basketball, dog. Baseball.
Hey, you better watch it though.
There ain't no room for you.
Them is his sport.
Them is dogs up there in football too.
Yeah, but he's.
Oh, you sure? I mean, I haven't seen him in a long time.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I wanted to come to the game. Hopo's way too far for me.
He's definitely going
to
be.
Well, he should have rode with me.
Shout out to Newcastle beating Ambridge 49.
No. I had to actually go get 40 fucking.
0.
High school, hey, young boys.
They've been
young boys.
Who?
It's not Newcastle. It's Newcastle,
Shenango, Youngstown.
They still be doing
everybody.
That
spread. The
it's not it.
We've already went through this. That's what Newcastle's doing right
that's
now.
That's crazy.
They are.
I like to hear shit like that because
I'm not even sure what he said.
I used to be one of them
kids.
Be like, they got kids like 13. He's like 15 on their team. So that's what y'all.
That's what New Brighton.
What's that
that's
mean?
What y'all's doing.
I don't understand. What
everybody
we're
in the league
about.
Knows this.
Everybody.
It's not Newcastle. It's not Newcastle,
bro. Everybody on that team is from Newcastle. Newcastle's just bigger than y'all. I'm telling you. Nobody's driving from Youngstown to come to Newcastle to play football. They got their own football league over
they've
there.
They've got like seven that's different teams fire. In one town.
Well, we're gonna smack y'all.
You want to bet on it?
We're betting.
You want to bet your beard on it?
No.
Oh, yes. Huh? Yes.
Are we betting beards?
We can yes, bet our Lord. Beard on it. Beard yes, Lord.
Beard. We're betting beards.
We can bet our beards on it.
Are we talking about kids or high school?
Kids.
When our high school
I don't think the high school plays.
No, our high school don't play each other.
You ain't going to put your son up against
so we talking Mighty
phantom
Mites.
Kids?
Mighty Mites.
Mighty Mites.
Hold it. Are you
Joey and Carter.
I don't want to bet against my nephew. That's my nephew. I love my nephew.
Okay.
Put the beard up.
If he wins, he'll love that. I got Uncle AJ to lose his beard.
We're betting beards?
What age group is yours? I'm trying to make sure I know which age group.
Mighty
Mites. 10
and 11. Is ours 10 and 11? I think ours might be 11 and 12.
I mean, it's
no, trust me, they're 12.
It's like 6th grade. 5th and 6th grade.
5th and 6th grade.
Yes, it's, yeah.
10 and 11.
Yeah. Say no more. I got my young boy Reno. I got my nephew Ashton on that team, too. Yeah.
All right. For sure. Here's a real question.
Young Mardez. Lil Chiari.
They said they're an all-star team.
Who here
Lil
is
Marino,
beard fishing?
Lil Marino Graham. Huh?
Who here is beard fishing the most?
I don't know what that means.
Like, you got the beard because that face ain't it.
Oh, no, I'm handsome as fuck without my beard. Either way.
It's got to be me.
I'll show you right now.
I seen a picture of you without a beard. No. That's before
when
you.
When I was skinnier.
I'll show you a picture right now.
My shit looks like basketball right now.
Did y'all
now.
See Travis Kelce
you're gonna look
without
like,
the beard?
You're going to like Uncle Joey from Full House without
did
a beard.
Did you see Travis Kelce without the beard?
Mm-mm.
Bad. In camp.
Bad?
Travis Kelce.
It looked bad right
Travis Kelce looks black.
That's hilarious.
Does he not? With his beard.
With
he looks,
his beard.
He looks like a little
Beaver Falls-ish.
He looks like a Beaver. Exactly.
Bro,
he shaved his beard off for camp.
I got a round face.
He shaved his beard off for camp.
At least he had a decent beard.
He looks like a goof.
We all look like goofs because that's what you look at him as. You're like, you're not used to seeing him like that. But like,
people, no.
Man, I got dimples and shit. It's a win.
I thought those was chicken pox.
Nah, man, it's dimples, man, both sides.
He said, I thought it was chicken pox. Boys say anything, dog.
Oh yeah, he looks crazy without that beard.
He looks crazy.
See, it's over for him.
Over.
Grow that beard, cuz.
You see it?
So do you want to bet this beard, cuz?
Please.
Don't do it, bro. We got too many kids.
Too many dogs.
Our kids are too. Our depth chart is.
They're
just
called
too deep.
The Hurricanes, bro.
You have. To.
You ain't never seen a cat in
he
a
said
hurricane.
We got too many kids.
There's too many. There's too
he's
a, many.
He's asking you.
Our
to
depth
doubt.
Chart is too deep.
He's asking you to doubt your youngins.
No, not doubt your youngins.
We got the young. We got the young boy.
Your actual son.
The young Cox boy.
You're
too fast. He's too fast.
Oh yeah. Just hopefully he gets past the line.
He's like, a receiver.
Hopefully he gets past the line. This is kids' football. Everything's past the line. That's what. That's how y'all win games. Y'all don't like. Y'all run ISOs.
Yes.
But Carter, get the fuck out of here.
Carter is a big ass kid.
The fuck out of here.
Listen, it was so crazy.
You run two ISOs a game, then you're like,
it was
like,
so crazy
outside.
Seeing my son on a football field. Like, I am the dad that has a kid that everyone's like, oh damn, that's the look at that big kid on that team. Like you see that big kid on that team? Like
he's getting weighed. Mm. He's getting weighed. He's one of the kids that get weighed every time.
And then Carter had his shirt tucked underneath his what's it called? His rib pads. I mean his shoulder pads.
Then after the first series, they're like, are we straight?
I looked at him, he tried to pull it down, I was like, nah, leave it up. Leaving up, let that t-shirt hang down. I was like, I was just so geeked. This like he is a humongous kid.
But back to your question, no, every kid should not play the game.
Yes, they should. They all.
I feel like if you're on the team, you should be able to get in the game.
No. Every kid should play the game. I'm not talking about every game. Watch me a little bit.
I'm listening.
Now, a kid should play every game. You obviously blow teams out. You should get them in.
Right.
And then when they get in, and I want them to go up against, just like my nephew did, we blew out Quaker Valley, but he went up against his first team, Quaker Valley. And there was this big-ass number 21. He was huge. Bigger than his kid. I mean, slimmer, but, like, he was a tackle. Because whatever weight it is, you got to be whatever. And he got pushed to the ground every single play. So finally, he had enough. And he really went after him with the shittiest three-point stance. And still got bodied because the kid tried harder. And I was like, and I'll be like this. All them kids or all them, their parents to be at practice. Hope you got this on film. This is why. This is why when we play the games that matter, your kid will never get in the game.
Okay. So I agree with you.
I want you to, but if your parents are overbearing and are those people and your child's really not that good, push your children, coach your children. I don't have.
You gotta work with your kids at home,
right? Yo, I don't have time to make your kid the athlete that he is right now. I gotta put the best product on the field.
That drop their kids off and go home.
I'm not mad at them.
What?
That's me.
I'm not mad at them.
You know why it's terrible?
Why?
It's terrible because
who got 4 days on, four days off?
They trust the system.
That has.
I get off at 7 o'clock. I pick him up at 5. I drop him off at 5:30. I get off at 7. I pick him back up. I'm there.
They trust the system.
Is that my option?
That's your only option.
I gotta make money for my kids, yo.
That's what I'm saying. You have no other option.
I'm not mad at them.
No, you have to be mad at him.
I'm not.
Why? That's your way.
I would never do it.
Always across the board.
I trust the system.
Right, you signed up for this. This
you
is your coach.
You trust the system. There's 2 hours of practice. Yeah. When your kid gets in the car and you ask him how practice went, what's the kid going to say?
Good.
Good.
But that's the same thing with school.
So you have no idea what you can work on at home.
But you might just not care about football. You want them to get the whatever experience they
exercise
get.
Around kids. Like, listen,
my nephew is not playing football. But if you just want them to get the experience.
You have to still be there so you can work on things at
home. Imagine if you're Elon Musk and you put him.
Look at this guy.
You put your son in the mic.
He's not care about them kids
you
that
don't
much.
Care. You just know he's going to get a little bit of juice from this. But you don't care enough to be there.
Your son's not a football player. CrossFit coach.
I literally have no idea.
You're my nephew's workout partner.
First off, we're not even talking
about. I don't even
about,
care if you don't talk to
about,
him.
We're not even talking about me being a parent. We're talking about just being there for your kid.
Fuck them
kids. You don't have to
be
there.
Why the fuck would you leave?
Okay.
They come to the game.
Why would you leave?
You don't have to be there all practice for
them. I get off at 7.
The practice is 2 hours. What are you leaving for?
I got another shit to do.
Why are you not in school?
I can start dinner.
I get off at 7.
Why are you not in school the whole time?
I got Tommy thinking everybody's life is his life.
I got other kids.
Stupid ass boy.
Listen, I'm not against you being there, being fully involved. But I'm not against the person who leaves
either.
So
do you want the parents to talk or do you not want them to talk?
When I was coaching, I wish all the parents would fucking leave. That's why when I coached, I took my kids and we went to where the parents weren't.
You can't care enough. You don't care enough.
What are you talking about? He cares too much.
Okay, oh, so what? Even if they don't care about their kids being football stars, who gives a fuck? They just want them to be involved.
Did your daddy yell at you in the car when he was coming up?
This is a weird situation where you guys think that I'm talking about being football stars.
No.
I'm talking about being there so your kid can improve on whatever they're doing in life. I'm not talking about being a star. Like that's not
your job.
Is football life?
Your job is to get them involved.
I'm not.
You don't have to pay attention. You don't got to be a helicopter.
You don't have to pay attention to what they're doing.
I said you don't have to. Now, if you want them to get this right here, if you want to be involved,
so then you cannot have an opinion on how they turn out. Then. if you're not going to be there, and watch. If
you sound crazy.
No.
Because of practice.
No.
My dad never told me shit.
You cannot have an opinion.
I'm agreeing with you, Ty.
You cannot have an opinion.
Listen, my dad was
If you're not going to be there and you're not doing anything.
Let them do them.
Yes. Then you, that's fine.
Yes.
You can't say anything. Yes. So then, okay.
Okay, when you say turn out, you mean on the football field.
If you trust the system, you trust the system.
You're talking about on the football field.
I'm talking about in life, period.
Okay, you're stupid.
If you're not there to help, you have no opinion.
At practice?
Why not?
I'm talking about period in anything.
Obviously. I agree. Motherfuckers got to
If you're not there, don't
who's
say
who's paying
anything.
The bills?
You.
Okay, if I have to work.
Now, they can inquire. They can say, hey, so what's been going on since I've been gone?
My kid can't play baseball, football, go out there with the coaches. I can't have put no trust in them because I can't stay there and be like, is he doing good? Does he know what he's doing? Did they coach
him
right?
Well, that's a certain
No, what I'm saying is I could drop my kid off with you. My kid better be safe because I know you.
Yeah, it's going to be safe. Yeah.
All right, so that's the same thing I'm talking about. Get this fat ass out there and run. I'll be back in a half hour because I clock out.
Exactly, but you can't ask for certain kind of playing time when you don't know what he's doing in practice.
That's what I said, though. I said
what I'm saying.
No, I just said, are we talking about football? Are we talking about life? And you said life.
It is life.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. Okay.
It is life.
I don't understand why we can't do both. I think that
if my kid sucks, it's because I had to go to work.
No, if you choose to drop your kids off,
which is true,
you still have the right to inquire as to what happened so that the coach can give you it. Information, but you can't get upset if you don't fully understand what's going on.
Right.
Of course you should.
Yeah, but that's the majority of both. It's both.
That's why I don't get involved. That's why I drop my kid off, my nephew off, whatever you're saying. I'm like this. I know what it's doing. You know what our thing is? Hey, bro, you can't run a full lap without stopping? Come on, man. A full lap today without stopping and get in line. And be in line. Teach him about his 3-point stance. He's showed me over and over that he don't get. You should have seen him get out of practice today. The way I parked all the way up top because I was like, his lazy ass wants to do this after every practice.
Eyes just move so slow.
It's crazy this whole time.
Oh, okay. Rico barbed his head.
Right. That's what I said. I looked at him.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm strong. I'm going crazy. Maybe I'm on. The podcast motherfucker put me on.
Oh, we're done. The beast too. You know what I mean? For us, it's over.
It's too fast. Going too gas.
Too gas.
I can't even get to middle class.
Middle class.
I fuck a bitch. She's straight trash.
Straight trash.
But I'm still off in that ass.
In that ass. Pass. Get that cash.
Cash.
Living all crazy, yeah, he with his cash.
Get his cash.
With his cash.
Ooh, with his cash.
Get his ass. Yeah, move fast, get it.
Make it last. Get it fast.
Fast.
Moving 2-3, damn. Dash. I'm through the line, nigga. Grind. I know you got beef. Fuck it. Ha. We on that shit. Get it, though.
Get it, though. And with that, with it, though.
With it, though.
Fuck a little bit, but a few hoes.
Moving got that fitted.
Man, y'all bluffing. Y'all don't doing nothing. Straight stuffing, getting bluffing. I'm still getting blunted. Straight smutting with some youngins. Me and my thuggers, we getting money and we running. We running the streets, we getting thumping. And I get it pumping and jumping because we get freestyle. Off top, you know that I get kicked out. We gon' party all night till we get kicked out. And we gon' pull this thing, put it in her mouth. Because I'm super nasty, I like that shit with glassy. I like them like the ship an hourglass and river shapy. And my baby, she wanna do it, baby. She wanna him a baby, she think I'm super baby.
Bib, bib, bib.
Why he got the Chris, phone cord and I don't, bro?
Chris, why I got the phone cord?
Chris, bib,
he got the phone cord. Driving in that Concord. Back in high school.
High school.
When they're right school.
Right school.
Yeah, we ain't white school.
High school.
I'm lying though. Wanna get them good grades.
Good grades.
Coming through, gonna get that good A.
Good
A. It was transcripts. He had a 2.8.
That ain't
I said, boy, you fake. Why you writing skates? I put him on a roller ride down the hill. 3rd Avenue.
That's where he lives.
My papa working at Meal. My papa working at Chills. We was popping them pills. Yeah. We ain't know what they was doing.
Nope.
We was still on them shits.
Yep.
That shit had us rolling.
Yep.
Niggas done had a fit.
Hey.
We was rolling up in Dutch, nigga. What? Man, we was on that grind.
What? Yeah.
We ain't really give a fuck, nigga. Shit, we was down on that nine.
Yeah.
R.P. to my nigga Pisa. This August 17th, niggas grind.
Hey.
Niggas know what that shit is. Niggas talking about never mind, nigga. R.P. Everybody, they be on this shit. R.P.
Written. That is written all day, boy.
That is funny as hell.
Damn, bro. I thought we was going somewhere. And he just crushed
it. Yeah, mister.
Mister.
Yeah, mister.
Mister.
Wanna kiss her.
Kiss her.
Murdy on the side, mustache, whiskers.
Whiskers.
He ain't got no hair on his face.
On his face.
That's fur, yeah, we in the place.
Ooh, like a black wide earth.
Like
you want a slurp.
Ooh,
like right about a butthole.
Ooh.
He a straight jerk.
Ooh. Mm.
Y'all remember
that straight
boys?
Jerk.
Jerk. Jerk. Jerk. Jerk.
You gon' let
shout
him
out to the white boy.
Yeah.
He ain't got no dick. Bitches say that he ain't got no dick.
Hey.
He gon' make a wish.
Wish.
Like God, that's the only time he pray. Like God, give me a bigger dick. That ain't how it work, though. Read descriptions. Niggas get these liquor.
Liquor.
How we do? Niggas swisser. Your hoes girl call me mister. Mr. Murd.
You was on my mattress. She said you white, but you real thicker. And they was like, yo,
oh, made it
shorty.
Do
it
shorty.
It was like, and it was like this.
Ooh. See? See, this is one of them ones.
That's one of them ones.
I can feel this one.
And we a one of one.
We a one of one.
One of none.
Yeah.
You be wanting some. Your bitch be wanting cum. All on her lips. I take it to the strip.
Trip.
I ain't going trip.
All right.
It was Ty's girl.
Hey, yo. Start it over. Job didn't hear this. Start it back. Start it back. Job, he was.
Job didn't hear it.
He didn't hear what was going on. Hey. Calm down. Let your heart rate go down.
I'm done.
Your heart rate was crazy.
My heart rate or my heart weight?
Heart rate, your heart plate. Going through, here we get this heart rate.
Heart rate.
Cook out, he ain't get a hot plate.
Hot plate. He ain't get a hot date.
British, get that hot mate.
Huh.
Talking all with that hot mate.
British hot mate? British hot mate.
This boy got British on him?
With COVID, almost had a second date. Fucking second round.
KSI looking motherfucker.
Get a nigga second round. Moving shit, second round. Knock him down. Mike Tyson, nigga, second round. Fuck it, we back though. Stacks though, cack though. You remember that shit from the 90s? Like how you act though? Uncle made us come through. Watch Tyson sitting down. First round, niggas down. He like, you gotta get your abs right.
Abs right.
Get your shit on point. Get the stab right.
Stab.
Push-ups, everything. Keep your mental on point. That's just how I do. Pencil on point. Get the writing. Trifling. Niggas trifling. Lifing. Niggas strifing. All my niggas is lifing. I told you, can't be lifing for domestic shit. You can't be lifing for domestic shit.
Don't be
you gon' go to jail, it gotta be for real shit.
Stop.
That's just real shit. Real spit. Niggas know how we do when we feel shit. See niggas in the field kit, and niggas wanna skill shit. See when I was out there, I was moving, trying to steal shit. But on the real, they got a field kit. Cause when I tell them about the field kit, she shit was real kit. Mama trying to ill shit. I remember her walking up the hill. I seen it on the way on a field trip.
Ooh.
I seen mama on a field trip.
Stop.
I'm like, goddamn,
man.
I'm trying to get her a Benz with twins. If she want a blue and a red, fuck it, moving nigga. Niggas got hit with feds. Not me though, move though, skido. I'm out, that's just how it be.
But how free skido. First week of September.
He's wildin' today.
Yeah, that shit's garbage.
Oh. He wasn't feeling 2 weeks with the Rico.
Rico.
Coming through with the Freako.
Huh?
Get the freak hoes.
Huh?
Coming through, give me the little freak hoes. Trying to get that Frito.
Frito.
Frito Lay, Frito May. Yeah, come and get that Frito Pay.
That's the biggest shot ever.
Biggest shot ever. Never clever. We in the weather. I ain't under weather. That COVID, nigga got that old kid. It got that old red. Yeah, his skin is old red.
Old red.
Yeah, his skin is old red.
He got mustache hair on his hands.
Got mustache hair on his hands.
Truth. Truth. That is real.
Look like Murdy's lips. Chill out.
Murdy's lips.
Birdie ain't got no clip.
You look like a mountain man from West Virginia. I lost
mine in Wiz's lip.
Coming through in West Virginia. You lost Virginia in the 19th grade. Meaning ain't niggas.
19th grade. That's crazy.
Man, that.
Yeah. What's his shirt say though, bro? You ain't even giving no knowledge.
West Side, Damage Goods, Smithfield.
Shout out to my
that's
man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, give
some,
a shout out.
Shout out to my man, Fresh, aka Tyree Dazzle.
Hey, Damage Goods
Damage
is a good
Goods.
Name.
It's my man.
Hey, listen, next week I got a level up moment coming next week.
Okay. Hey, shout out to Imani, man. Guy with hustle, girl with hustle. Listen, I went down to go pick up the joint. She was like, "Yo, here, this shit's for free, man." The whole time I was opening it up, it was an experience.
Who has a real conversation with Imani?
I do.
Bruh, she's literally one of the most hysterical people I've ever met in my life.
The shit came with a
she
bag.
She gets it, and she can carry anybody. I love it. I just love the quick moments.
Damaged Goods is such a good name brand.
That's really a good name.
Shout out to my man. Shout out to my man, Rez. Rez, Damaged Goods, man. We got you out here, dog. Word up.
Imagine you said Young Dirt, and it was Lil Dirt the whole time. He was off that shit when he fucked that white woman, and she was fat as all time.
She like she was from Falls.
That shit was like, bro, right off the shit, right over the bridge. She's from New Brighton.
That ain't on that ducky, yo.
I seen his kids. I was frightened.
Yeah, we on that ducky, yo.
I said, bro, you better than this. You better than Twist.
Yeah, we on that ducky, yo. Yeah, we murk it all crazy. Might wear that for the wedding.
Let's talk about the wedding.
Might wear it for the shedding.
You worry about the wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got my shit at the alteration.
Yeah.
Miss Florida off in New Brighton.
Yeah.
Get me right.
You went to that same bum bitch. She done fucked up my shit.
Yeah.
I'm too tight. I'm too fat up in this bitch.
Yeah.
Got a direction.
She was like, you need to lose at least 10 pounds. I said, bitch, you need to make my shit more round.
Yeah. Right. You gotta bring it a little oversized so she can bring it down right. Bring it down tight. I told her, get me right. I came back a week later. She had me right.
Yeah.
Stomach good, ankles tight too.
Still got them big ass nipples though.
Yo,
I like it.
No rhyme.
Yo, I gotta beat it for my cousin. See, they closing the jail cell. Uh-huh. I'ma hold it down for Hector, ringing the wedding bell. Uh-huh. So I can see my cousin off. See him ride in the Porsche. And they gon' be soaring off. And you know my pocket's off. And you know that leather's so soft. Cause I'm a Boskin. Rolling down, chilling with my son. His name is Boston. And this I know, John know. Cause I come through, do what I do. Check my man, my nigga Murdu. Murdy Durky, yo, you know I keep that flirty, yo. Keep that 30 on me, ho. You know I drop it on you, ho. Not curry, because I like my bitches kicking curry. I like my ending with my chicken when I be murking. Yeah, when I be chilling like my bitches making stuffing. And thick when you put it in that oven. That macaroni and cheese with that yams when that grits, man, is yummy. I like my weed stuffy. Roll it up in the duchy. Blowing on something crunchy. Motherfuckers can't fuck me. You can't touch me. Back up off me, man. My honey, she love me. She, oh, God.
Hey, I be telling you. Listen. That's my guy.
Like my honey, she love me.
Y'all knew him before me, like but honey, I fucked with him after y'all.
That's my guy.
Like my honey, guy.
She love me.
I hope you give me a headline.
I'ma get you crispy this weekend.
And she lost in, stalked in.
Friday, shorty, like I ain't going to sleep.
You gotta hurry. You gotta make an appointment like early though.
We still good for
now. He already locked in for 9. He had 9.
Ooh, you trying to get yourself in?
You at 12.
Do not let him get in there if he ain't put a shit in Castle.
I can get you at 10.
Get you at 10.
I can get you at 10.
I'm about to cut myself.
11. And
what are you thinking about?
2.
Just do this.
I'm going to have to cut myself, boy.
Because it's suicide.
Well, myself, boy.
It's suicide.
Wealth, boy. You
for the wedding?
Wealth, boy. For the wedding, I don't want to have to do it. But I'm going to have to do it.
Do it.
I'm going to have to say screw it.
Shit. But he said, Marco, cut it better
I'ma
than you do
say,
it.
Screw it. I'm going to have to just do
That's
it.
That's what he said to me, bro.
I'ma have to just do it.
You don't fight
my shit. I'ma have to fucking lose it.
I'm fighting with you.
Don't lose it.
Then I'ma have to fucking slap you, boy. I'ma have to fucking clap you, boy. If I have shit, I'ma have to fucking slap you.
Notice how he always said it, but he never did it. He should have been it. Did it.
You got them grays in your beard, you fucking old bitch. Y'all crazy, bitch.
Boo's got sensitive. I got him. I got him.
Hair's hanging off your lip. Looking all crazy, hanging off your lip.
That's how he told me. He said, yo, look all stiff.
Taste it,
And I'm gonna get straight with you. But you, it's over, B.
Nah.
He ain't never had a chapstick, rap stick. Going
you just
all
got
crazy
one in your hand, bitch.
I put
you
it on my lip.
You staying with Wiz, ho.
with it, weirdo.
Niggas got it. Hotel, motel,
yeah. One nigga. Bed, one shell.
One shell.
That means one condom, no bail. What they gonna do?
If you think I'm staying there and I ain't clapping no buns. Motherfucker, yeah, I'm giving you these ones. Yeah.
Giving them runs.
Ooh, you hear that, Wiz? He clapping the buns.
Yeah. You coming up Saturday, fuck with the Castle fam. Yeah, Saturday you got Castle Yams. She gonna come through, do that Castle dance. And we gonna show you how we do, what you bastard plan. I'ma show you what the master plan, how I be doing it, how I'm screwing it, how she losing it, then we doing it. Then we gonna be at the reception, two-stepping. And you know, call me Ranch, straight dressing.
Ooh.
And you know, cause I dripped off around you.
Dripped off!
My guy.
He don't even battalion. Know them. He look just like you.
Dripped off battalion.
Yeah.
Scoop down.
You ain't dripped off the top.
We got that all.
Dripped off
battalion. Dressed all crazy. I'm a stallion.
Yeah.
Stallion.
I'm a step up bitch. Crazy. I'm no a battalion.
High.
Tough right there.
This beat don't ever end.
Oh, this beat's a good beat.
Is it?
It's a good
beat. Yeah, Murk, you trying to sing on it. He need a rap on
it. Fuck yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, stop jocking this shit. Like, the rap.
I'm done it.
Don't tell me how to rain.
Cause I be on my thing.
Don't tell me how to lean. Don't tell me how to be.
Fuck
it. My shit altar. I'm standing at the altar.
At the altar.
Fuck it. Niggas ain't moving shit altar.
Come on, talk about it.
Black with no culture.
Never falter. Black with no culture.
White
man. Never falter. Crazy, yeah, we never falter.
Nope. Never Walter.
Never Walter.
Shout out to Aunt Esther and her brother Walter. Niggas moving in a nigga's salter.
Yeah.
Them niggas saucing. Them niggas lost in.
I don't like the
how
way
we
moves.
Do it, man. Them niggas costing. We fuck with you. We fuck with Boston.
Yeah.
That's a youngin'. You in here. You ain't my. You ain't Mike from North Carolina.
We fuck
no
with
more.
A youngin'. We in here. He gonna say car like car.
Yeah.
He gonna say the ball like ba.
Ball like ba.
He gonna say black like nerd.
Boston, we named him after Marathon.
But with the same E-R.
Marathon, black man, Farrakhan.
Farrakhan.
I'm black man Farrakhan. Done that a man when we get it on.
Get it on, stare it on. They want a stereathon. Parathon. Move it, we bring the parathon.
Come on,
the Leritone. They know how we do, we laser on. They know I'm grading on. I get that paper wrong.
He ratchet hieroglyphics, it'd be terrific.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what the fuck is he on? This man is specific.
Yeah.
Fuck is he doing?
Hieroglyphic?
Specific? I understand the word he's saying, yeah.
Terrific?
Terrific, specific. He'd be like, I mean, I don't.
Be specific?
Bruh, I swear he got the Holy Ghost twice.
Be specific? Yeah, man, I'm lifted.
Yeah, and that's the ocean.
What are you talking about, man? You just ruined it, man. We had a viral moment.
Hey, you
I got you.
I'm actually upset, though.